There is an ocean of everything you want. Success, power, and the most satisfying relationships. It's all available and waiting for you. This is The Zone of Action with your host, Gerald Action Jackson.
Overcoming fear of criticism, embrace life, and grow. That's what we're going to talk about today. Overcoming fear of criticism, embrace life, and grow. You know, fear of criticism is a powerful force that can hold us back from pursuing our dreams and achieving our goals and our full potential. See, it's an ever-present shadow that whispers doubt, which happens to encourage hesitation. But here's the truth. The judgment from others is inevitable. It's going to happen. No matter what path you choose, someone will always have an opinion. You've probably seen this already. How you respond to that judgment is the key to a fulfilling life. I want today to explore why fear of criticism should not deter you from embracing a teachable mindset, living in the present, and continuously pushing forward that can lead to a more prosperous and a vibrant life. You see, judgment is inevitable. I want you to embrace it. It's natural to want the approval from others. But the reality is you can't please everyone. It's impossible. Criticism is unavoidable. And it's a part of life, especially when you're striving for something significant. Recognizing this, that judgment is inevitable, is liberating. When you can accept judgment is given, you see what happens then, it loses its powers over you. Instead of fearing criticism, view it as a sign that you are taking action and making waves, because you are. Those who criticize you often stand on the sidelines. You're in the arena. I want you to think about your average football game. The people with the loudest opinions are on the sidelines or they're in the stands. You are in the arena, and that is what matters. Now, there is a time that someone's going to give you some feedback, and I want you to be teachable. I want you to understand that you're not always right. And for those who feel that you're always right, this is going to hurt. See, adopting a teachable attitude is essential for personal growth. Acknowledging that you don't have all the answers opens up a whole new perspective of opportunities and improvement. Criticism can be a valuable tool if you choose to learn from it. Get this, okay? Ask yourself, is there a kernel of truth in the feedback you're receiving? I'm going to give you an example. We do an event once a year, and one of the criticisms that we have on this one event, and it's getting louder and louder, is that we don't have enough men. Meaning, the criticism is that we don't have enough men who join this particular event. That's the feedback. That's the number one feedback. Now, instead of ignoring that feedback, we embrace it. We have tried in some ways to get more men to participate. But here's a problem. You can't control free will. But we do acknowledge there is some truth to that. In fact, on the last event we did like this one, the ratio was almost 2.5 to 1. And in some cases, 3 to 1. So we need more men. So now we've tried to pursue that. Now, when you get feedback that you're receiving, how can you use this to better yourself, especially in your pursuits? Now, what I want you to do is to be open to learn. And be open to make changes. Some criticism is a stepping stone rather than a stumbling block. Don't fear criticism, because sometimes there is a kernel of truth in it. Now, to avoid the trap of the past. Now, people love to put you in the jail of the past, the prison, if you will, of the past. Whatever you've done in your past, they want to hold you back in the past. Lingering on the past mistakes or criticisms can trap you in a cycle of self-doubt and stagnation. The past, my friend, the past is unchangeable. But your future is full of potential, no matter what has happened in your life. Dwelling on what has already happened prevents you from moving on forward. Instead, use your past as a learning experience. What did the past teach you? How can you propel yourself towards a better future? Did you embrace the lessons? But don't let the past define you. Your present actions is what shapes your future. And some people would love to keep you in that mode where you are stuck in your past. And there's nothing you can do about it. I want you to embrace change and live in the present moment. You know, change is the only constant in your life. Resisting it leads to frustrations and, unfortunately, missed opportunities. Embracing change means welcoming new experiences, challenges, and growth. Living in the present moment allows you to experience life's riches fully. When you're focused on now, you see, you're not paralyzed by your fear of the future. And you're not paralyzed by the regrets of the past. Do we have regrets? We all do have regrets. Mindfulness and presence enables you to make the most out of each moment, leading to a more fulfilling and joyful life. You have to keep pushing forward. You see, progress often requires perseverance and resilience. It is easy to get discouraged in the face of obstacles and criticism, but true success comes from persistence. You have to keep forward. Got to keep pushing forward, even when the path is challenging. And the way you do that is you've got to celebrate the small victories. Use your setbacks as a learning opportunity. No matter how small, every step you take brings you closer to your goal. I'm telling you this, okay? Remember, that's the only way for you to move forward is to fail forward and not give up. Fail forward. Think about that. If you're going to fall, you're going to fall forward. That means you're going to be a step ahead of what you were before. Fail forward and never give up. I want you to see, this is your life we're talking about. This is your life. Stagnation is an enemy of your progress. Allowing fear of criticism to immobilize you leads you to a life of unfulfilled potential. Don't waste your precious time and your energy worrying about what others think. Instead, channel your energy into pursuing your passions and dreams. We are here on this earth a very short time. Life is too short to live in the shadows of others' opinions. Break free from the stagnation. Take bold steps. Forget, absolutely forget what other people are thinking. Take bold steps towards your life that you envision. Now, it is not all just business. I want you to cherish and relish your life. See, life is a beautiful gift meant to be cherished, meant to be relished. Each day offers a new opportunity for joy, growth, and a connection. I need you to embrace these moments with gratitude and enthusiasm. Relish the journey, not the destination. Engage fully in a world around you and appreciate the small wonders of everyday life. Something as cool as an LED light. There is a light on my desk. It's an LED light, and it's kind of cool. The tint on it is a little different. It's a little off, but it actually makes my desk look better. So that light probably cost me all of $3, but I'm cherishing what it does to my office. I'm cherishing what it does to my studio. I'm cherishing that light and the ability for me to see that light. Engage fully in the world around you. Appreciate the small wonders of your daily life. You cultivate a positive mindset that attracts more of what you love. I'm going to say that again. You cultivate a positive mindset that attracts more of what you love. Experience life in all of its fullest potentials. Living life to its fullest potential means daring to dream. It means taking risk. It means pursuing what truly matters to you. It's about finding purpose and passion in what you do. Don't fear the criticisms of others. See, that holds you back from experiencing life and all that it has to offer. Push beyond your comfort zone. Try new things. Okay, I know that's hard for a lot of people, but try new things. Embrace the adventure of life. This is an adventure. We're only here for a short time, and I want you to embrace that adventure of life. Because when you live fully, you inspire others to do the same. You see, it's contagious. You're creating a ripple effect of positivity and growth. So for right now, the fear of criticism is a natural but conquerable challenge. By embracing the judgment as part of your journey, being a teachable moment, living in the present, and continuously pushing forward, you see, this can lead to a life of purpose and fulfillment. Don't squander your life in stagnation. Cherish and relish each moment. Experience life to its fullest potential. And while you do it, inspire others along the way. Your dreams, I'm telling you, your dreams are worth the effort. And your life is very much worth it to live to the fullest. Check us out on Instagram and Twitter. It's Gerald Jax, J-E-R-O-L-D-J-A-X. On Facebook, it's Gerald Action Jackson and Zone of Action. My website is GeraldJackson.com. Happiness starts with you, not your relationship, not your job, not your money, but it starts with you living your life to the fullest and not fearing criticism.